Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast-forwards his favorite foreign film, Powder Donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh, man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm going to need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus, the Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
New extra charge hot and iced coffee from Dunkin' is made with 20% extra caffeine from green coffee extract, because we could all use a little extra this year. Whether that's an extra boost, some extra boldness, or the drive to go the extra mile, we're extra ready for whatever comes our way and extra excited to take it on. Let's get it done with a medium extra charge coffee from Dunkin' for $2 with 20% more caffeine, and pair it with snackable stuffed bagel minis for an added all day boost. Order ahead on the Dunkin' app. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
The truth is still out there. Is the answer really 42? The optimum angle for white light to refract through water and thus form a rainbow is between 40.89 and 42 degrees. The number 42 was the first number to be retired from any professional sport. It was worn by Jackie Robinson, the man that broke the color barrier. There are two physical constants in the universe that are the speed of light and the diameter of a proton. It takes light 10 to the minus 42nd power seconds to cross the diameter of a proton. Because Google says so.
Welcome to the Breaking Broncos podcast. I'm your host, Daniel Wetstein. Today, we have a jam-packed show full of news, notes, and announcements. We will be covering all the major updates on injuries and game results and/or postponements. It's been an amazing 2 weeks since we last talked. I'm so sorry about not producing anything for you all last week, but I promise it was for good reason. I have been working with a few new potential sponsors that required I do some maintenance to different sites and/or accounts that have taken up much more time than anticipated, not to mention work and school. But more sponsors means more content for you. So I am happy to announce that next week, I will be starting a new Rockies podcast called Skippin' Rocks. It will obviously be centered around your beloved Colorado Rockies. It will be a weekly show that will replace the Breakin' Broncos time slot on Friday. I'm doing this because, as I believe, moving this podcast to a Monday release date will serve you all much better. So yes, you get another episode Monday after the game. I will also be starting some live shows on Facebook, Instagram, etc. so I can get to know you all better and have some live Q&As. The sponsor will be announced on the first episode of Skippin' Rocks next Friday at noon Mountain Standard Time. I will also hopefully have another big announcement on that episode as well, so make sure to tune in as they should start coming fast and heavy. The initial response to this podcast has been great. Thank you all. But this is truly just the beginning. Now, time to jump into things. We finally get to enjoy some good news on the injury front. Philip Lindsay is officially back. That's right, the local kid has practiced fully all week, a boost to the roster during a week that they get an undeniable advantage over their opponent. For the second week in a row, the NFL has to move the Patriots' scheduled game from Sunday to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time Monday on ESPN. The insanity of the NFL this season knows no bounds. A team, the Broncos, get a full week of practice and prep, while the other team, the Patriots, gets nothing but Zoom calls. Nobody gets to call this biased. With the Broncos and Lindsay getting an extra day of rest, getting a chance at a game with no Cam Newton, with the certainty of no Stephon Gilmore, I mean, those are the best players on both sides of the ball for the Patriots, after all. You would assume I would be happy. I am not. You can try to sell me a bill of goods. I call it a bogus claim. You have a corporation laying absolutely bare the greed of the industry. It is rarely put this blatantly, but while the NFL wants to have the narrative to be on players misbehaving, I cannot further this attempt at distraction. The National Football League had at least 6 months longer than any other league to come up with a plan. And the only thing they accomplished was to construct security theater like misters and people pods that maximize their ability to profit, while doing absolutely nothing to actually secure any type of safety for its players or fans. They want their players to act as if they are in a bubble, but refuse to implement anything remotely resembling an enclosed environment. Teams have been crisscrossing the United States with nothing more than basic masks and Purell. And when the Titans have 23 players and personnel test positive, with two more confirmed just this past Thursday, that all caused a talk of a forfeit by Tennessee, with them putting 100% of the blame on the players. They even went as far as having their chief medical officer, Dr. Alan Sills, come out with a statement, again, to put the blame squarely on the shoulders of the players. Who in their right mind believes that 20-something millionaires were going to wall themselves off from the world and never enjoy the spoils of war after going to battle every Sunday? I mean, I've said this countless times. You have to have a screw loose to put your body on the line 70 times a Sunday and hundreds of times in between. Nobody willingly gives themselves brain damage without something missing to begin with. Now, I am not saying NFL players are stupid. Do not twist my words and at me with nonsense. What I am saying is young rich men who enjoy adrenaline rushes more than anything will do what those young rich men do. And that is seeking thrills and fun. Not many can accomplish this at home or in quarantine. And while they were good for a while, you know, practically zero positive tests during preseason, when the players were in the training camp bubble they are in every year. Then you have the season start. You have these young men going from places like California, where everything is shut down, all the way to Florida, where everything is open. And they are allowing people to just live life like we are not in a pandemic. And you expect these men that have been deprived of anything they consider engaging for 7 months to just look at that opportunity and say, nah, I'm good. You, my friend, are a complete moron if this is the take or ideal you are holding on to. We have grown men and women with $0 in the bank refusing to live as the NFL is demanding these young alpha males do. The blame falls flat at the feet of the NFL. No amount of spin will change this in my eyes. I understand the masses are easily swayed with pretty or strong words, but I have to believe my listeners are smarter than that. So, I am going to post a poll on Facebook and Twitter for you all to weigh in and let me know what you think. Who do you blame? The young men doing what all of us did in our 20s? Or the NFL that had 7 months to get a plan of action together?
New Extra Charge Hot and Iced Coffee from Dunkin' is made with 20% extra caffeine from green coffee extract because we could all use a little extra this year. Whether that's an extra boost, some extra boldness, or the drive to go the extra mile. We're extra ready for whatever comes our way and extra excited to take it on. Let's get it done with a medium extra charge coffee from Dunkin' for $2 with 20% more caffeine and pair it with snackable stuffed bagel minis for an added all-day boost. Order ahead on the Dunkin' app. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Introducing touch-free payments from PayPal, a safe way for your customers to pay. Simply download the PayPal app and display your own unique QR code for your customers to scan. Whether you're a market seller,
I'll take two tomatoes and a cucumber.
Poodle pamperer, piano tuner, or plumber. Signing up to accept touch-free payments for your business is easy. Touch-free QR code payments. Shop safe with PayPal.
Now this brings me to my next order of business. This goes out to all those that were screaming, "Let them play." The reason I bring this up is so many lost their ever-loving minds when they found out Patrick Mahomes was exposed to COVID when he hugged Stephon Gilmore at the end of their game against the Patriots on Monday night. Every person on social media platform were screaming, "End the season now," only 4 weeks after screaming, "Let them play." The absolute hypocrisy of these people is absolutely insane. So what they are saying is, screw the hundreds of sick and or dead college students they forced on the field. Screw the Titans and their 23 players and personnel that are currently ill. Screw Cam Newton and Stephon Gilmore. But Patrick Mahomes, oh my lord, kill it with fire! What is wrong with you people? How is one life worth more than another? How is it that green paper is more valuable than a human life? I truly cannot understand how little value my fellow humans have placed on each other. With all that is going on in the world, sports should be a unifier, as it always has been. But as with all things in 2020, there is two sides divided by stupidity. I even ended up giving some friendly fire, as me and @RobbieRay found out this Wednesday, when I saw Patrick Mahomes was trending on Twitter. When I woke up this past Wednesday, October 7th, I was naturally curious and had to find out why. This is when I saw the entirety of the football and political world losing their minds about the Hug 2020. And poor Robbie was just sitting at the top of the thread, and I grabbed his tweet to quote tweet and go off. Only to find out Robbie was on the same side, so we had a quick exchange where a handshake was offered, and as with all things, a much safer fist bump was decided on. Now, I bring this story for a little bit of levity, as I know we have started pretty heavy. But another poll will be posted as a result, because again, I want to know what you think. I believe the NFL needs to pause the season and create a bubble. What do you think? Sound off on Twitter or Facebook and let me know.
Hey there, Richmond. 2021 is here and we've got a lot to do, so it's time to find the right coffee for you. Let's get it done with new coffee choices at Dunkin'. Try the new Explorer Batch, a globally sourced blend with smoky, dark berry notes that's an adventure in every sip. Or grab a cup of Dunkin' Midnight, a richer, intensely dark roast with hints of chocolate, because bold days start with midnight. And sip into action with new extra-charged coffee that's 20% extra caffeine from green coffee extract. So head to Dunkin' or order ahead on the app for the brew that's right for you, and let's get it done. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Hey, which glasses look better on me?
Oh, what's this?
Zenni's 3D virtual try-on. Pretty cool, right?
I don't know about the purple cat eyes.
I think they're fun. What about these tortoiseshell glasses? Or these rimless sunglasses? Oh, what about these clear frames?
Wait, are those prices real? Do they have glasses for men?
Yep. They also have affordable blue light glasses.
Seriously? At those prices? Get them all.
I like where this is going.
Zenni.com. Quality prescription glasses starting at $695.
I'm also a problem solver, not a complainer. So this is my proposal. Send the AFC to Los Angeles and the NFC to New York, creating two bubbles. You recalibrate the season schedule to have no interconference games and replace them by conference counterparts. Play out the schedule, then move the playoff teams from one site to the other, then finish the season. This is the only safe way. This is plausible, regardless of the claims of mainstream sports media. Now, they are sent talking points and must follow them for access. I don't have those worries, so I can bring you the unfiltered truth. This is purely a money grab by a billion-dollar industry that is worried about nothing but getting in the games and getting that money. Plain and simple. No other take or argument is honest. Period.
Introducing touch-free payments from PayPal, a safe way for your customers to pay. Simply download the PayPal app and display your own unique QR code for your customers to scan. Whether you're a market seller,
I'll take two tomatoes and a cucumber,
poodle pamperer, piano tuner, or plumber, signing up to accept touch-free payments for your business is easy. Touch-free QR code payments. Shop safe with PayPal.
Now down from the soapbox and on to the Broncos. We have two games to review and one to preview. The first we will talk about is the Tampa Bay game, where we got to see just how little depth we had in our backup QB. Jeff Driscoll looked absolutely lost from the first snap until his last, when he was replaced by Brett Rypien on the last Denver drive of the game. Yes, a lot of Driscoll's issues could be attributed to Shaq Barrett and the mile-high chip on his shoulder, but there was plenty of place to be made if Jeff just knew the offense and where his outlets are within it. I counted four sacks that were fully on Driscoll, whether it was seeing pressure that wasn't there or not seeing the pressure that was actually there. Driscoll looked completely confused on what was going on pretty much every snap he took. Those four sacks mentioned above came more than 3 seconds after the snap. That might not sound like a lot of time to most, but for a quarterback, that is an eternity. The average pass from an NFL QB is thrown within 2.5 seconds. A half a second is literally the difference between a successful play and a disaster. That's why they say this is a game of minutia. Every inch counts. When Brett came in, he showed what knowing an offense looks like. Yes, his impressive drive ended with an interception, but up until that point, Brett showed a command of the huddle and offense that Jeff never even hinted at. Brett is that underdog we all love. The undrafted free agent out of Boise State had played only a handful of snaps in the 2019 preseason before spending the entire 2019 season and first three games of the 2020 season on the practice squad. There has been a lot of talk out of Dove Valley about Brett and how much the organization loved his football IQ and command of the offense, which had many curious as to why they spent the money they did on Bortles and Driscoll. Then, Brett vindicated everyone's take and how wasteful that spending was, not only on that drive to end a 28-10 thrashing at the hands of the Buccaneers, but to then take this depleted roster on the road, in primetime, in the rain, on that MetLife turf, and pulled out a win on Thursday night. It was almost poetic. Yes, the Jets are terrible. Yes, Thursday night football is awful. And yes, he threw three picks. But there was so much more positive to take from this. Not only do the Broncos have their potential QB of the future in Drew Locke, they also have their potential backup of the future in Brett Rypien. So for all you talking about Brett over Drew, stop it. That's ridiculous. No stat says Brett is a starter in this league, but they all scream top-tier backup, which is exactly what I said in 2019 after the draft. John Elway sees himself in Drew, and he sees Gary Kubiak in Brett. He remembers how crucial Gary was to his own development, with Gary being a cerebral backup that saw the game in a way he couldn't. Then, Gary was able to break it down in a way John could understand. When you get past the three interceptions, the numbers are very good. Brett, on average, threw the ball 9.3 yards in the air, best of any Broncos QB so far. He also threw the ball, on average, 1.2 yards past the first down marker, meaning all his receiver had to do was catch the ball and they got a first down. No moves or running needed. He also had a 61.3 completion percentage, 242 yards, and two touchdowns. That's a pretty good debut with only 3 days to prepare. And on the road. I mean, think about it, people. This included a 3-for-4 performance on throws over 20 yards in the air for 119 total yards and a score. Drew Locke and Jeff Driscoll, on the other hand, were a combined 2-for-12 for 73 yards and one interception on the same deep throws in the three previous games combined. Now, all numbers were courtesy of NFL Next Gen Stats. So again, yes, the four total interceptions in a game and a drive are important and will cost the Broncos against better competition. But again, this was a second-year player that was shoved in a game with essentially no prep. Then started another on the East Coast in primetime, in the rain, and on 3 days prep. I expect a much better showing and better protection of the ball in his possible last start Monday afternoon, as Drew Locke is expected to return in week 6 against Miami. Now add in the two-headed attack at running back in Phillip Lindsay and Melvin Gordon that gets a shot at their first complete game together in 2020. Now, and if they can hold on to the ball and the running game gets going, they have a chance against a COVID-depleted Patriots roster.
Worried about mom or dad falling? The Symphony Medical Alert System from CVS Health helps make their home safer, even if you can't be there. Symphony works with voice activation or a care button they can opt to wear, along with smart sensors for coverage around the home. With 24/7 emergency response and an app to tie it all together, you can monitor your loved one's well-being for enhanced peace of mind. Terms and conditions apply. Learn more about Symphony at cvs.com/symphony or find it at your nearest CVS Health Hub.
Now, even with the game being played in Boston on the vaunted Foxborough Field, Hoyer and Stidham looked absolutely awful against Kansas City. Both looked completely lost in the offense, with Stidham showing his youth and Hoyer his age. If either is under center for New England on Monday, look for Fangio and this Denver pass rush to feast in the same way Kansas City's did. The safety tandem of Kareem Jackson and Justin Simmons could cause havoc for an inexperienced signal caller, as Stidham was confirmed the starter Monday during this recording if Cam can't go. Even if Cam goes, the man hasn't practiced in over a week. I look for the Patriots' offense to be clunky at best, and that defense minus Gilmore to be lost as well. I believe the Broncos' starter to be Brett Rypien, and for him to take another step with a full week plus of prep, and for the Broncos to at least keep this close, with a legit chance to win.
New Extra Charge Hot and Iced Coffee from Dunkin' is made with 20% extra caffeine from green coffee extract, because we could all use a little extra this year. Whether that's an extra boost, some extra boldness, or the drive to go the extra mile, we're extra ready for whatever comes our way and extra excited to take it on. Let's get it done with a medium extra charge coffee from Dunkin' for $2 with 20% more caffeine, and pair it with snackable stuffed bagel minis for an added all-day boost. Order ahead on the Dunkin' app. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Is that Shakespeare?
Nope, it's Geico.
Yeah, that's Shakespeare from one of his unpublished works. Oh, it be not for awakening. Nay, giveth thou the berries. For 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Nope, it's from Geico, because they help save people money.
Well, I hate to break it to you, but Geico got it from Shakespeare.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
This, I believe, is a perfect chance to remind you that BetMGM is pushing hard for new users, and as a result, are asking you to put their money where your mouth is. With up to $500 in free bets, as well as up to $500 risk-free first bet, all you have to do is sign up, make your deposit. They will match that deposit up to $500, and will cover your first bet up to $500 if you lose. And this weekend, they are running a 100-to-1 special. That is, all it takes to win this bet is for either Minnesota or Seattle to score a touchdown. Insane, I know. But that's right. You just bet $1 on either money line, and once a touchdown is scored, they will give you $100 in free bets. That has to be the easiest $100 you have ever made. Nobody in the game has a better sign-up offer. So head over to BetMGM.com and claim your free bets today. BetMGM. Tune out the noise and believe in your game.
Introducing touch-free payments from PayPal. A safe way for your customers to pay. Simply download the PayPal app and display your own unique QR code for your customers to scan. Whether you're a market seller,
I'll take two tomatoes and a cucumber,
poodle pamperer, piano tuner, or plumber, signing up to accept touch-free payments for your business is easy. Touch-free QR code payments. Shop safe with PayPal. Introducing touch-free payments from PayPal, a safe way for your customers to pay. Simply download the PayPal app and display your own unique QR code for your customers to scan. Whether you're a market seller,
I'll take two tomatoes and a cucumber,
poodle pamperer, piano tuner, or plumber, signing up to accept touch-free payments for your business is easy. Touch-free QR code payments. Shop safe with PayPal.
Now is where we would usually get into my best Broncos bets, but because of all the uncertainty surrounding this game, all books have completely removed it. So, we are going to skip to a new segment brought to you by AmericanBettingExperts.com, one of the newest and best in the sports betting game. Here, I am going to break down my 5 best bets for NFL Week 5 and the hashtag APICS competition. This is a weekly competition held by AmericanBettingExperts.com with a new prize each week from a jersey to signed memorabilia. Then, there is a grand prize at the end of the season for the overall winner with the best return on investment, that is an all-expenses-paid weekend trip to Vegas with spending money and VIP treatment. There are no hoops to jump through to enter either. All you have to do is just make your 5 picks on literally anything from money line to player props. Now, you must wager at least $10 per pick, or you can just slap all 5 together and have a $10 5-leg parlay. Then, you just take your bet slips and send a direct message to @AmericanBettors on Twitter with your bet slips, then you are entered to win. It's really that easy. Now, on to my own picks for this week. My first pick is an underdog. I'm taking the Carolina Panthers money line against the Atlanta Falcons. The bad beats just keep coming for Falcons fans. Julio Jones is either out or severely limited with a hamstring injury, one that has been bothering him for several weeks. Their defense is in shambles, and their will to win has been broken. There needs to be a shakeup in Atlanta, and I believe it finally comes after this game. Teddy Bridgewater and company have barely missed a step without their best player Christian McCaffrey. The Panthers are coming off a thorough thrashing of the previously undefeated Arizona Cardinals 31-21 this past Sunday. They were able to hold Kyler Murray, DeAndre Hopkins, and friends to just 133 yards passing. No way Matt Ryan and his band of misfit toys are going to fare much better with a much worse offensive line and running game than Arizona. I won't say that Carolina will thrash Atlanta like they did at Arizona, but I will say I have every confidence Atlanta will fail again and get Dan Quinn fired come Monday. And since we are talking Cardinals, let's move on to my next pick. The Arizona Cardinals with a spread of -7. I know, I just got done talking about how the McCaffrey-less Panthers thrashed this Arizona team, but I see that as the exception to the Cardinal rule. Kyler Murray and Cliff Kingsbury's offense looks legit. Plus, they are playing the Jets, who just fired their coach and promoted Mr. Bountygate to interim coach. Even though I see the team being more aggressive under Greg Williams, I see the undisciplined play to continue as is on brand for all Greg Williams units. Everywhere he has went, chaos ensues. This weekend will be no different as the Cardinals use this as a get-right game to remove the bad taste of that loss to Carolina. Next up is the over in the Philadelphia Eagles and Pittsburgh Steelers game. Everyone is so enamored by the Pittsburgh offense and defensive front seven, they have all overlooked the Pittsburgh secondary, who is just middle of the road, giving up 236 yards per game. That might not sound terrible, but what if I told you they did this against the likes of Daniel Jones and Jeff Driskel? Still think that's not so bad? The combined win total of the Steelers' three opponents they have actually played is 1. By the Broncos, who beat the winless Jets. Carson Wentz looks to be on a mission after last week's performance. And with the Eagles having their own issues in the secondary, ranking 18th overall, this should be a bombs away contest and easily cover that 44.5 points. Both teams are top 12 in defending the run, with the Steelers number 1 in the NFL against the run. And speaking of running, that's exactly what I expect Las Vegas to do against the Chiefs, early and often. I get the Chiefs have looked unbeatable. With a top 5 defense and offense, they look like a true juggernaut. But we are not looking for them to lose. We're just looking for the Raiders to cover a 13.5 point spread. Division games are always close, and the Raiders have a blueprint thanks to Bill Belichick and the Patriots. Rush 3, drop 8, flood the passing lanes. And put a spy on Mahomes. I know you will point out the Patriots lost, but that had nothing to do with the defense and everything to do with a depleted QB room. I have no doubt if Cam was under center, New England wins that game. Derek Carr is no Cam Newton and John Gruden is no Bill Belichick, but they are some of the best copycats in the league. Gruden is not afraid to take from others if he believes it will benefit his team as any good coach does. Just look at the other sideline and Andy Reid. He is the absolute best at this. And again, we don't need the Raiders to do the unthinkable. We just need them not to lose by any more than 13.5 points. The Raiders have only lost by 6 to the Patriots and 7 to the Bills. Two teams with a total of 1 loss through 4 weeks. And this brings us to the last pick of the week. The under in the Indianapolis Colts and Cleveland Brown contest. The line was set at 46.5 when I took it. You might say, but you took the over on a total only 2.5 points lower. And there is very good reason for this. Because yes, I did, but again, I'll explain. Unlike the last pick where the defenses were being overrated, here they are being underrated. Indianapolis has the best defense in the league, and it's not even close. They rank no lower than 4th in any defensive category, and they rank 1st in most. Cleveland is no slouch either, as they rank in the top 12 in all categories but run defense, where they rank 30th. Now, with Nick Chubb on IR for the Browns, I do not see them carving up this Indy defense in the way they destroyed an extremely soft Dallas D for over 300 yards rushing. Indy will force Baker to throw, and that's not ideal either. This game, I have a feeling, will look a lot like the defensive battle we seen on Thursday night between the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Chicago Bears. Apologize for that. And there you have it. My five picks for this week's hashtag #ApicsComp. Now, please, let me know what you think. And any bets you believe are good ones this week. I really want to hear from you. So please, reach out and let me know.
New Extra Charge Hot and Iced Coffee from Dunkin' is made with 20% extra caffeine from green coffee extract because we could all use a little extra this year. Whether that's an extra boost, some extra boldness, or the drive to go the extra mile, we're extra ready for whatever comes our way and extra excited to take it on. Let's get it done with a medium extra charge coffee from Dunkin' for $2 with 20% more caffeine and pair it with snackable stuffed bagel minis for an added all-day boost. Order ahead on the Dunkin' app. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Introducing touch-free payments from PayPal, a safe way for your customers to pay. Simply download the PayPal app and display your own unique QR code for your customers to scan. Whether you're a market seller,
I'll take two tomatoes and a cucumber,
poodle pamperer, piano tuner, or plumber, signing up to accept touch-free payments for your business is easy. Touch-free QR code payments. Shop safe with PayPal.
Now, until next time, do not forget to get out and vote. I know some might get tired of this, but I cannot stress this enough. I don't care who or what you vote for. Just do it. I have always been a registered voter and will be receiving my mail-in ballot next week. How do I know? Colorado has a wonderful voting system with an online tracker that not only tells you the status of your ballot in the hands of the post office, but also when it is counted. So, you know your vote mattered. So what is your excuse, Colorado? All you gotta do is go to nfl.com/votes, vote.org, or rockthevote.org and get registered today. Thank you all for listening, and I look forward to the future together. As always, this is Daniel Wetstein II in the Breaking Broncos podcast. Don't question the blue. The answer is 42. See you Monday.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This week at Macy's, get great deals on fashion and home essentials. Update your wardrobe with 20% off new spring shoes and sneakers, and 20 to 50% off fresh looks for him and her. Plus, transform your space with Luxe Hotel Collection bedding, now 40% off. And Macy's Star Rewards members can earn on every purchase except gift cards, services, and fees. More at Macy's.com/StarRewards. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
New Extra Charge Hot and Iced Coffee from Dunkin' is made with 20% extra caffeine from green coffee extract because we could all use a little extra this year. Whether that's an extra boost, some extra boldness, or the drive to go the extra mile, we're extra ready for whatever comes our way and extra excited to take it on. Let's get it done with a medium extra charge coffee from Dunkin' for $2 with 20% more caffeine and pair it with snackable stuffed bagel minis for an added all-day boost. Order ahead on the Dunkin' app. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. New extra charge hot and iced coffee from Dunkin' is made with 20% extra caffeine from green coffee extract because we could all use a little extra this year. Whether that's an extra boost, some extra boldness, or the drive to go the extra mile, we're extra ready for whatever comes our way and extra excited to take it on. Let's get it done with a medium extra charge coffee from Dunkin' for $2 with 20% more caffeine and pair it with snackable stuffed bagel minis for an added all-day boost. Order ahead on the Dunkin' app. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.